Hi there, I'm Peter Upfold from FrostWire.com. In this video tutorial, I'm going to show you how to install Adobe Air, the framework itself, an Adobe Air application, and I'm also going to show you how to uninstall both an application and the framework itself. For those of you who are uninitiated with Adobe Air, it's a cross-platform framework for building desktop applications. Air applications can run seamlessly on Windows, Mac OS X, and now Linux with the new Adobe Air for Linux beta. Air is not open source software, but it is available free of charge, and the software development kit is also not open source, but it is available free of charge. I do think it's important that Linux is supported by Air though, and anything that brings more applications to Linux is, in my book, a pretty good idea. So, enough about that, let's go ahead and install the Adobe Air framework for the first time. So, we need to go over to the Adobe Air for Linux website, click Try It, and then download the Adobe Air for Linux beta. To save time, I've already downloaded this file, but you can just go ahead and run that download. Now, the file you're downloading is a self-extracting executable file. So before we can run it, we need to actually set it so it has execute permissions. You should be able to do this graphically by just opening a file manager, going to the downloads folder, and then following this process. So I'll right-click the file and choose Properties. This might differ depending on what file manager you're using, but it should be basically the same concept. Here I'll go to the Permissions tab, and I can tick Is Executable. On some file managers, you'll get a table a bit like this, and you just need to tick all of these three exec boxes. So I've set Is Executable, so I just click OK, and now I'm ready to run the installer. In some cases, and in some file managers, you should be able to just double-click the installer and run it straight away. Here on Dolphin, on KDE 4, I can't do that, so I'll just run that from the command line. So, once that installer has started running, it will take a few moments, and then it will come up with this installer window. You'll have to read and agree to the software license agreement, which I've obviously done before starting this video, but I recommend you spend some time having a look at that. Click I agree. And now it goes ahead and installs. You'll probably be prompted for your root password or your password on Ubuntu and other pseudo systems. So you need to give that password and then installation will continue. I'll finish that. It installs into the /opt folder inside a folder called Adobe Air, just to show you. It's in /opt/Adobe Air. And I'll show you how to uninstall the whole framework later on in this video. So that's it. The framework is now installed and we can go ahead and grab our first Air application, an application written with Air, and we can install and run that. For this video tutorial, I'm going to show you how to install and run one of the sample applications that comes with the Adobe Air. That's called Fresh, and it's an RSS or feed reader. Allows you to view the latest news from all your favourite websites. So I'm going to go to the samples website. I'm going to link to this from FrostWire.com so you can find it too. Scroll down and find Fresh and just download the sample application. I'll just save it into my downloads folder. So I've downloaded that. So I'll go back to my downloads folder within my file manager. I'll just find that. Here it is. It's called Fresh. And I should be able to just double click that and the installer should come up here. So I get this screen asking me whether I want to install the application, and it will show the publisher of the application name, and how much access the application is asking for the system. Here it's asking for unrestricted access, but I trust this application, so I can go ahead and install. So you just click install, and you'll get these options. I'm going to untick add a shortcut, because I don't want that at the moment, and I want to start the application after installation is complete. You can also choose here the location for where it's installed. By default, it's going to pick /opt again, but you might want to move this into somewhere in your home folder so you don't have to give the administrator password if you want to and uninstall it later. So once that's done, we click continue and the application will be installed. Once the installation is done, it's now loading that application up for the first time. And it's just coming up now. Here we are. So here's Fresh. it's a RSS reader application. Obviously, I've been on this earlier and added Fossoir using Add Feed, and now I can view all the latest Fossoir posts from an Air application. Obviously, this is just one example of the many different applications built with Air that are available, so I suggest you go and look around and find what applications you might want to use and have a play around with the Air platform. So that's how we install and run Air applications. So if I'm done with an Air application, how do I uninstall it? Well, what you actually need to do, rather strangely, is to run the installer again, and you'll get an option to uninstall. So if I go back to this fresh.air and run it again, the installer will come up, and it will notice that it's been installed already, and I click this uninstall button, and the application will disappear from my system. So to uninstall an application, you have to download the installer again, or run it if you've still got it around, and then click uninstall. It's a similar concept with uninstalling the entire Air framework itself. So to do that, we need to run the installer from the command line, but give it an extra argument, dash uninstall, after its name. You'll also need to run this with root privileges, so here on Ubuntu I need to prefix it with sudo. On other systems, I'll need to become root first, and then run the installer with dash uninstall. So to do that, here on Ubuntu, it's sudo dot slash, and then the application, the file name, and then dash uninstall. I press enter, and now Adobe Air, the entire framework, will be uninstalled from my system. I should also point out that you should uninstall all the Air applications you have before uninstalling the framework, otherwise you won't be able to uninstall those applications automatically later, and you'll have to manually clean up. So you should get rid of all of your Air applications individually, then get rid of the framework if you're finished with Air and you don't want it on your system. So that's it. We've covered how to install Adobe Air, install an application and run it, uninstall an application when we're done, and get rid of the Adobe Air framework completely from your computer if you don't want it anymore. So that's about all we have time for this time on Fossoir Video. As always, you can go to fossoir.com for your latest news, tutorials and articles about open source and free software. And I am Peter Upfold, and I will see you in a future video tutorial. Thank you for watching.